Ms. Roberts.
Thanks. I was on the committee that all these firms were examined. I specifically recall one conference call, which was closed session, not streamed, not recorded, and notes were never provided, which was actually set to begin at about 11:30 Eastern on a Sunday night. So I would say that we certainly don't all have equally fond memories of how successful or what team spirit was represented in that process. But there is a problem with the process that we use. There's a problem that there's absolutely no continuity. There's a problem that each year we have a different national election supervisor, and few people who have been involved on a local basis even want to hear from anyone affiliated with the station they work with when they're done. There definitely needs to be some improvement. The motion actually, and I see people focusing on the aspect of who's going to run our elections in place of the national supervisor. And for me, that is much less an issue. That is 2 years away. But there are some systemic problems that need to be addressed regardless of who's doing it. Do we have the money to have an outside entity do it? Do we trust an outside entity more than we trust each other? I don't think we can trust each other much less, or rather, I don't think there can be less trust than is currently manifest among ourselves. There are some, the bylaws need desperately to be revised. There are huge gaps that we keep tripping over that are a waste of time and human energy. And there are many things that Rob sort of highlights problems that we've been having. I'm not opposed to having a task force that with people who are a little less involved, with people who aren't trying to reward or punish someone for them having won or lost, you know, the previous election. There's a lot of subjectivity that goes on here that passes for analysis. And after sitting on this committee for some time with many of the same people, I'm not convinced, frankly, that next year is going to be better. I think we have a 2-year gap between the next round of elections, and it behooves us to take a step back, let go of the fact that, well, this is my role, this is my power, the bylaws allow me to do this, and look for something that actually works. What we have now isn't working.
Mr. Litter, did you pass and still want to be on the stack?
Sure. I agree with sort of the underlying impulse behind this motion, although I don't agree with a lot of the specifics of where the motion would take us. I appreciate the work that people on this committee and the predecessor committee have done on some parts of what Rob is referring to, but there's other parts that really have not been fully addressed. The fact that, to my knowledge at this point, there's still no handbook of election rules and procedures. The issue which we were discussing a few minutes earlier about privately funded mailings is still not resolved. The whole new issue that came up this year about the content of candidate statements and what should or should be allowed to be included, there's a whole range of issues that came up either anew this year or that were renewed because they hadn't really been adequately handled. And, of course, the perennial problem of people not getting their ballots and what that means then about extending deadlines and lots of other related problems. So what I think is after this committee has been in existence for several years and it's helped solve some problems but hasn't been able to solve others, I think it's really time to get some outside help. And also, as Serene was saying, that every member of this committee is elected and therefore has a vested interest in the election process, and that's just real. It's not signifying corruption. It's just the very nature of the beast. And so I think we need some people who are not part of Pacifica to join us in struggling out all these problems and what the best solutions are. So when we get to the motion part, I'll make some suggestions about how to frame this, but I think it should be some kind of a hybrid, some task force that includes both members of this committee and people from the outside of Pacifica who have expertise and knowledge and policy recommendations about how to make elections fairer and more efficient and, you know, and functioning in the best interest of all the voters.
We have 30 seconds left on the item, discussion portion of this item. If does anyone want to be recognized very briefly? Then time for this item has expired, and we are now to the point where we consider details of both motions. That's item 3C3. We have 20 minutes. That's is there any objection now to considering the first motion series item? Then, on the Prescott motion, the first whereas was, whereas the Pacifica National Board reaffirms its commitment to free and fair local station board elections. Is there any objection to that? Second is, whereas the intent of the Pacifica National Board and the Pacifica Elections bylaws is to protect the right to equal access for all candidates. Is there any objection to that portion of the referred motion? Item three is, whereas the right, process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas has not been communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections. Is there an objection to that item?
Yes, I would object to that.
Okay. Is there a member who wishes to keep that item in?
This is Bob.
Okay, so let's first hear the objection and then hear from Mr. Lehrer.
I object because I think if, in fact, it should have been communicated, then I think perhaps the National Election Supervisor should be directed or requested to communicate it. But I don't think we need to take it to the level that this is taken. There was no document that was not communicated. It was simply the right was inferred from the bylaws and by any member should have been and could have been. So I think that's kind of a waste of time to put that in, and I'd like to see it removed.
Yeah. Alternatively, the language could be revised before being adopted by this committee if this committee is going to adopt something like the original motion. Mr. Lehrer?
Well, I think it's completely unreasonable to say that that every candidate for the board at all five stations should have read the entire bylaws from start to finish and tried to infer from this highly legalistic language, this one sentence or two sentences about the members have the right to communicate with other members, an entire set of procedures and rights that have been practiced up till now. It's just that's absolutely not real. Nobody is going to infer that on their own. That needed to be told to them in the same format that all the other procedures were spelled out in writing. And I'm not saying this to indict the National Election Supervisor. It was just something that no one had ever prescribed should be done. And I think it absolutely, if this right continues to be allowed in an unregulated way, which I certainly hope it's not, but if it is, it absolutely needs to be explicitly communicated in the candidate nomination materials. So I think this whereas is very appropriate to retain.
Okay. I will propose substitute language. Whereas the right of members to communicate with the membership via postal mail should be communicated to all candidates running for delegate office.
Bob?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's in a particular context here. Clearly, you know, people should know what their rights are. But what we've been discussing, and will continue discussing probably for several months, is how to balance that right against the right of the foundation as a whole to have fair elections that don't give an undue advantage to people who can amass a pot of money. So I don't think the implication of the way it's worded is that there will always continue to be an unlimited right of anyone who wants to raise the money to do a mailing. And I don't think we should prejudge that that's going to continue to be the case. So I would rather some language that just acknowledges that, you know, that up till now it has not been communicated, and if there is to be such a process permitted, that then it must be communicated, but not to assume that it will be permitted to continue in the way that it has. Yeah. I'm talking about in the context of elections. Obviously, the right of members to communicate with other members about other matters separate from elections is a right that, of course, you know, should be maintained as is. So that's a different issue.
Well, Barney?
Let me motivate my substitute a bit. Part of the reason that I'm phrasing it this way, as should be communicated, is that it avoids making any judgment on past practices that could then be used in any lawsuits arising from the current election.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Ms. Williams.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I believe, I think as Carolyn had mentioned earlier, that this issue of slates and mailing, that it has been communicated, and that essentially right to now suggest that it had, that, you know, an individual says that it has not been communicated to that one individual, then I think that the remedy is not to do a motion to indict this process at all. That, and that's what it's doing, that the one individual says that individual did not know, that others who have run, and I didn't run this year, I chose not to, that all that I was certainly aware, and everyone I from KPFA was certainly aware, because we knew from the last election we got these cards, and we were not happy with it, but we were not happy with receiving the slate mailer, because there was, I don't mean to go too far beyond, but I just want to say the reason we were not happy with receiving the slate mailer, because that's the only thing that we received along with our ballots for 2 weeks, because there was not any mention of elections on the air for those 2 weeks during the fund drive. So that's certainly, you know, I do not agree with that at all. But the fact that one individual says that individual did not know does not, I mean, it doesn't cause to indict the whole process, because all the people I know who ran and were running with us, everyone was aware of it. So, you know, I don't see this remedy as far beyond, you know, the fact that one individual voiced this concern.
Is there more discussion of the proposed substitute? Mr. Letter, do you still object to the proposed substitute?
Yes.
Then let's take a vote on the substitute. Whereas the right of members to communicate with the membership via postal mail should be communicated to all candidates running for Pacifica delegate office. On the motion to substitute this for the third whereas of the Prescott motion.
Okay. I'm sorry, can I just read the current language for those who aren't in front of a computer?
Sure.
Okay, so that would, what Terry just read would substitute for this language. Whereas the right, process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas has not been communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections.
Okay, procedurally, I think the motion voting on is supposed to be stated last, so let me again state the motion.
Wait, Terry?
Yes.
I have a point of information. So your motion is not simply to replace past tense with future, but rather you're also deleting the specificity of the rest of the language?
Yes.
Why? Because you didn't refer to that when you were motivating.
Well, I don't think that procedures, cost, or timeline is something that the foundation has a requirement to communicate if not asked. You know, if asked how much will it cost, then the foundation will do the math. But it shouldn't have to do all the math ahead of time before each election.
Okay, then I have a substitute motion, a second or an amendment. You can do two, right?
You can amend my substitute, or you can substitute.
I will amend
for my
your substitute. I'll amend your substitute.
Okay.
To restore the language that was omitted from it, but I like your future tense rather than past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's your original wording, but to also return the rest of the language with a specificity.
Okay, so you're suggesting as a substitute, whereas the right process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas should be communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections.
And continue with this. Wasn't there more? The rest of the stuff that was in that. Bob?
Unless you want to say communicate via postal mail rather than distribute a mailer, and unless you want to say Pacifica Delegate Office instead of local station board elections.
No. The only thing I wanted to replace was what the original motion had, except future tense rather than past.
Yeah, that's
so
what
however
I did.
We
I,
do
I,
that.
Okay, that's the original motion, substituting should be for has not been.
Yeah, should be. But, Bob, was that the whole motion from previous?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
would be a two-word difference.
Yeah, that's it.
Has
okay,
not been
so
changed to should be.
Anyone want to speak on the substitute to the substitute?
This is Tim.
Go ahead.
I just want to hear the language around the postal mailer again.
Okay, this would substitute for whereas the right of members. Oh, postal mail. Well, do you want to know what it's substituting for?
I don't understand the context. I don't have my copy in front of me anymore.
Okay. The original is whereas the right process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas has not been communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections. And I propose to substitute, and Lydia is proposing to substitute for my substitute the original language, but replacing has not been with should be. So it would read, whereas the right process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas should be communicated to all candidates running for local station board elections.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I'll object to the substitute. Is there more discussion? Shall we vote on the substitute to the substitute? This is the Prezan motion just read. Carolyn Burden.
This is a substitute motion you just read? Your substitute motion, Terry?
No.
No, okay. I passed. I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. I'll pass and wait till I hear it again. Sorry.
Well, we're taking the vote, so we're not going to hear it again. So let me clarify. It's the original language of the motion put into eliminating the past tense so that instead of has not been, it would insert should be.
Should be communicated, and that is the only change.
That's the only change.
Okay, yes. I'll vote yes on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Prezan.
I'm sorry, Terry.
Yes.
You're confused me now. You're voting on Lydia's substitute for your substitute.
Right.
Okay, so that's what we're voting on now, is Lydia's rephrasing of your substitute.
which is actually a rephrasing of the original, but it's presented as a substitute.
Okay.
A substitute.
All right. Okay. Now I think I'm clear now.
Okay, Ms. Bazan.
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Lederer.
Yes.
Mr. Knorr.
Yes.
Ms. Rawline.
Yes.
Ms. Roberts.
Yes.
Mr. Van Aken.
Yes.
Ms. Williams.
No.
Well, sorry, Ms. Williams.
What did he say?
Substitute for the substitute.
Okay.
So, is there any objection to replacing the original with the substitute just adopted? Okay, so has non has been replaced with should be. And we know there's objections to this, but... Yeah, there is objection to this, so I'll just note that for when we come back, because there's no substitute language proposed. Item 4, whereas the spending of large sums of money in Pacifica campaigns runs counter to the non-commercial nature of the Pacifica radio network, while underscoring the discriminatory nature of campaign financing so prevalent and objectionable in mainstream elections. Is there objection to that? Well, I'll object. I just don't think it's necessary, and I think the unfairness of mainstream elections goes a lot deeper than being economically discriminatory. Is there more discussion of item 4?
This is LaVarn.
Go ahead.
I agree.
Thank you. Any more discussion of item 4?
Call the question.
There's no need to vote because there's no substitute. There's objections to item 3 and 4.
Aren't you taking a vote on each item?
We can. Let's go back, and I'll move to strike item 3, and then I'll move to strike item 4, and that way I can be voted down on both, if you like.
Pardon? You're going to have us re-vote after we're going through all this?
Well, we didn't vote on 3. We just rejected accepted an amendment to item 3.
Okay.
Because we went on with objections to item 3 when there was no objections to item 1 and 2. So if you want to vote on each item, then
we did vote on 3. I mean, we had a substitute motion, and the substitute motion to the substitute motion prevailed, and therefore that took precedent over the substitute motion and the main motion.
Yes, and then I asked if there was any objections, and I said that I had an objection.
To what? Well, we knew that because you voted no.
Right, but we didn't vote on adopting that as part of any resolution.
I thought that's what we were doing, wasting all this. Are we just wasting time? I mean, we're going to have to vote how many times, Terry? Does it make sense to me?
One more on each and one on the whole thing.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll move to strike number 3. Is there anyone else who will join me in that?
I'll second.
Okay. In that case, we will take a vote. If there was none, then I would withdraw my objection. That could theoretically speed it. Okay, so on the language, whereas the right process, procedures, cost, or timeline to distribute a mailer to the entire membership of local signal areas should be communicated to all candidates running for local station, I guess, board.
Yeah, it says local station board election.
Okay, that's missing from my case. It says board election?
Yep, elections.
Elections, okay. Okay, on the motion to strike, how do you vote, Ms. Burden?
I pass.
Ms. Brazon?
You mean to delete this?
Yeah, I think you want
I'm voting the opposite of what I did when I voted in favor of it, correct? Yes.
Correct, yeah.
Yes, why not? More time. No.
Yeah, Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rawline?
Yes.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Okay, the motion to strike fails. Now on the motion to strike item 4, whereas the spending of large sums of money in Pacifica campaigns runs counter to the non-commercial nature of the Pacifica Radio Network while underscoring the discriminatory nature of campaign financing so prevalent and objectionable in mainstream elections. On striking that, how do you vote, Ms. Gurdon?
I will pass, please. But please come back to me.
Oh, I didn't the last time. I'm sorry. Ms. Brazon?
No.
Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rawline?
Yes.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Ms. Burden?
Yes. Motion to strike, right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. That is 1, 2, 3 yeses, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes. Motion to strike fails. The next item is, whereas the Pacifica National Board is deeply concerned about the resulting unequal access of individual candidates and/or slates that have the financial backing to pay for mailers to be sent to all local station members. Is there any objection to that language?
Yes. Carolyn Burton here.
Okay. Would you care to clarify your objection?
Well, I am not so sure that the entire Pacifica National Board is concerned. But I don't believe that there is financial backing to pay for mailers is an accurate description of how the mailers are sent out or how other communications are created. So I think that's a little misleading.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to move to strike that.
Okay. I will suggest but not move that a general statement about concern for the influence of money or funding in elections might obtain consensus if such a resolution was offered instead of to strike. Is there anyone who wishes to be recognized on the motion to strike? Then let us proceed to a vote. On the motion to strike, whereas the Pacifica National Board is deeply concerned about the resulting unequal access of individual candidates and or slates that have the financial backing to pay for mailers to be sent to all local station board members. That's strike 5. How do you vote, Ms. Burden?
Move to strike, yeah.
Yeah. Ms. Brazon?
Pass.
Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rawline?
Yes.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Ms. Brazon?
No.
Three to strike. 5 not to strike, the language stands. Item 6, whereas allowing expensive mailers is discriminatory, in particular but not only to women and people of color who have the least resources, as well as to those interested in running as independents. Is there any objection to this language?
Yes, really.
Okay. Would you care to state the objection?
The expensive is not defined, and I would say, well, failure of people to organize their friends might be discriminatory, but, you know, what's not mentioned here is the allowing the use of telemarketing, which we've also been subjected to here in New York. This is not mentioned. I think this is really much too restrictive, and rather the motion itself is too targeted and not general enough.
Anyone who wishes to speak against the motion to strike?
Well, I'd like to offer an amendment.
Go ahead.
Just inserting the word often after women and people of color, because we know there are some women who are loaded.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Often?
Mm-hmm.
But
who often have the least resources?
Oh, who often have the least resources. Any objection to that? Okay. The motion before us has been amended. Any more discussion?
Bob?
Go ahead.
I just want to say that the comment about people who don't send a mailer reflects the failure to organize their friends is exactly what's wrong with the current system. That it's an assumption that that every individual candidate should have at their beck and call a collection of friends who can between them raise $5,000 to $10,000 at the drop of a hat. It's everything that's wrong with the government's system of elections, and now it's our system as well. That kind of access to privilege or large groups of people to kick in is going to determine who wins or loses. So I think we should definitely keep in this language.
Anyone else wish to speak on this item? Where at?
Jack.
Go ahead.
I would just like to echo Bob's comment that what happens structurally is that there's pressure then placed on the community and grassroots-oriented groups, I mean, relatively speaking, to dilute their voice and to reach out towards sources of funding.
Any more discussion? Has the motion to strike been withdrawn? Was that yours, Ms. Burton? Your objection I'm interpreting as a motion to strike.
Yes, it is. No, I'd like a vote on the record on that, please.
Okay, then let's go to a vote on whereas number 6 as amended.
Wait, which one is that? Sorry.
I'll restate it. Whereas allowing expensive mailers is discriminatory, in particular, but not only, to women and people of color who often have the least resources, as well as to those interested in running as independents. How do you vote on the motion to strike that, Ms. Burton?
Yes.
Ms. Brazan?
No.
Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rawline?
Motion to strike, yes.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Williams?
I'm sorry, may I pass?
Yes, you may. Well, except that no one else passes, so
okay. Well,
so Ms. Williams.
I'm sorry, I had to go and run an errand for a second, and I missed the last part of it. So
okay.
Even if you guys can
it's to strike the language, whereas allowing expensive mailers is discriminatory, in particular but not only, to women, people of color who often have the least resources, as well as to those interested in running as independents.
So my vote, whether I would like to strike it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. That's three yeses, five noes. The motion to strike fails. The language stands. Item 7. Whereas such mailers have been abused in at least one signal area and used as a fundraiser for a private entity, I will strongly object to a characterization of any impropriety in the current election as something that should be determined by the National Election Supervisor and not commented upon by a governance body. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak to this motion to strike? And let's proceed on the motion to strike. Whereas such mailers have been abused in at least one signal area and used as a fundraiser for a private entity.
A point of information, please, before we proceed.
Yes.
Maybe. Whoever is putting this motion forward define private entity?
Well, it's a referred motion from the PMB. So the motion, the words mean the motion speaks for itself, and if you don't like the way it speaks for itself, then you have to move to amend.
Yeah, that is not clear.
Or agree with the striking.
Well, I don't know of any case in which this is true. A fundraiser for a private entity, this is not correct. I believe it's an oblique reference to a mailing in WBAI, which, in case it's a canard, because it wasn't a fundraiser and it wasn't a private entity. So I think that is not a true statement, and I don't know what to do with that except to strike it, perhaps, or send it back for revision and clarification.
It could refer to any station area.
Yes, it could.
That it had a mailer.
Mm-hmm.
It says at least one signal area.
Mm-hmm.
Any more comment on the motion? On the motion to strike, whereas number 7, how do you vote, Ms. Burden?
To strike, then.
Ms. Brezon?
Pass.
Well, I'll go ahead and vote on this one. I'll vote yes. Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
Yes, it's to strike, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Ms. Rowline?
I vote yes to strike.
Ms. Roberts?
Absolutely not.
That's a no. Mr. Van Aken?
I vote yes.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Ms. Brezon. Ms. Brezon, you passed on the first round. Have you dropped off the call? Apparently so. There are five yeses, three noes. The motion to strike succeeds. That motion is not what would be considered in the final thing if we're going to adopt this resolution along the lines proposed. Item 8. Whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica of such abuse, including the abuse of employer and or corporate money being used to cover the cost of such mailers that could lead Pacifica open to takeovers of local station boards by those with financial backing.
This is Bob.
Go ahead.
Lydia.
In light of the striking of the previous section, I would strike the word such abuse, including and then just so in other words, it would read, whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica, and it should be from rather than of, from the abuse of employer and or corporate money being used to cover the cost of such mailers, et cetera, et cetera.
Is there objection to this amendment?
Point of information. I'm not sure what employer or corporate money refers to. Are we talking about Pacifica as an employer or individuals employers?
Well, I wanted to point out in discussion that it invites that kind of speculation. And that's why I would move to strike.
Mm-hmm.
It invites speculation that somebody is complaining that Pacifica has used money to influence the elections.
Could any of the directors comment on that interpretation or the implication?
This is Bob.
Did that come up on the discussion on the board?
Go ahead, Mr. Lederer.
Yeah. Well, my recollection of what Margaret was talking about was big employer. She wasn't. She absolutely was not claiming that Pacifica as an employer has illegitimately spent money on these elections. So maybe because the word is a little confusing and perhaps not absolutely necessary to get the sense across, it could just say the abuse of corporate money being used to cover the cost.
Is there any objection to that amendment?
Well, again, I don't understand corporate. I mean, has this been an issue, or is this just a wild speculation? Because we could make a long list of people who shouldn't be paying for our elections.
Henry,
yes.
How about if we amended it to say, whereas there is a risk that corporate money could be used to cover the cost of bailers that could leave?
Hello?
Is that Sandra? Or somebody?
Hello?
Hello? One-way mute? Try again, Mr. Knorr.
Whereas there is a risk that corporate money could be used to cover the cost of mailers.
Well, can I interrupt?
Sure.
Yeah, the concern expressed by the National Election Supervisor was that unlike public elections, Pacifica doesn't have any financial reporting requirements. And so that the types of things that prevent special interests from investing in elections and public elections, we don't have any of those kinds of rules that can be applied. And it would be nice if this kind of went in that direction.
Hello, this is Sandra.
Yes, we heard you.
I'm sorry, something weird just happened. I was like connected to some other call and there was like music playing.
Hmm.
Did anybody experience that?
No.
No, we heard you saying hello.
My goodness, that was so bizarre. Okay, I'm sorry for the interruption.
Okay, I didn't hear exactly an objection to striking out the employer stuff, and whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica from the abuse of corporate money, or maybe that should be the use of corporate money.
I Carolyn here, if I may. I'm objecting because I think the danger that I have seen is from unidentified individuals funding mailings. We don't know. If someone said, well, all mailings had to be funded by no fewer than 5% of the members, the voting members in a listing area, that would make some sense. But to allow, to prohibit corporate money and to allow big spenders to do this, I don't think that would be a good idea. We've had several instances of unidentified parties, you know, not organized listener groups, but funding various means, not just mailings. And again, I think we're being too narrow here. We've been telemarketed. We've been, I think that's. We either need to broaden this or strike it, but I think as it is, it's targeted badly.
So do you wish to offer language that is more acceptable to you, or are you just moving to strike?
Well, I think this is the kind of thing that needs a lot more discussion. I don't think this one little clause. I would move to strike until we could get it better defined. Perhaps this is something that this is what the Elections Committee, Finance Reform Subcommittee was working on. And we were stymied because of legal and First Amendment issues, and it's not a simple issue. So I would move to strike until we could craft a lot more careful language on this.
Is there more discussion of this item? Okay. It's a motion to strike the following language. Whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica from the abuse of corporate money being used to cover the cost of such of mailers, can I strike such?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The cost of mailers that could leave Pacifica, how about leave instead of lead?
Yeah.
Leave Pacifica open to takeovers of local station boards by those with financial backing. So let me say that again. Whereas there is a lack of protection of Pacifica from the abuse of corporate money being used to cover the cost of mailers that could leave Pacifica open to takeovers of local station boards by those with financial backing. On the motion to strike. And I haven't been paying attention to time. How do you vote, Ms. Burden?
Yes, to strike.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Brazan?
No.
Terry will vote yes. Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
No.
Ms. Rowline?
Yes.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
I'll abstain.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, no. The motion to strike then fails. And the language stands as amended. 9. Be it resolved, the Pacifica National Board must do everything it can to get money out of its election process so that those most economically disadvantaged are not discouraged from participating in the process. I've stated my objection. Anyone else wish to speak? And so I move to strike. Any discussion of the motion to strike? Well, let us proceed to a vote.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is this not redundant with 6?
With what?
With 6, allowing expensive mailers is discriminatory.
That's a whereas, and this is a resolved.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Also, the language I object to is everything possible or something.
Everything it can,
yeah. Everything it can, yeah. Okay. So, on the motion to strike, this be it resolved. How do you vote, Ms. Burden?
Yes.
Ms. Brazan?
No.
I'll go on to Mr. Lederer. Mr. Lederer?
No.
Mr. Knorr?
I'm going to vote yes on the grounds that the substance is contained within the next resolve.
Ms. Rowline?
I vote yes to strike.
Ms. Roberts?
No.
Mr. Van Aken?
No.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Van Aken voted no. Is that correct? I think.
I voted no.
Okay. The chair will vote to strike, which then makes it 5 yes, 4 no. So the language is stricken. And we go to 10. Be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board form a special task force to include membership of the Campaign Reform Subcommittee of the PNB Elections Committee to revise the election rules to assure that those most economically disadvantaged are not discouraged from participating in the process. Is there any objection to this result?
Well, this is Bob.
Go ahead.
I don't object to the direction of it, but the reason I earlier suggested to consider the two motions together is that there's some overlap with the concept of, Rob's motion to set up a task force to look at the election comprehensively, including this issue about campaign financing. So perhaps we could just defer that a few minutes until we go back to the Robinson motion and see how we want to handle that and then revisit this and just go on to the final paragraph now about developing guidelines.
Is that there any objection to the postponement of consideration? Be it resolved, paragraph 10.
Yes, I think we need to address this issue now.
Then I guess we need to vote on the motion to postpone consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I will point out that whatever we decide on this, we still would need to vote on the entire collection of approved paragraphs for it to pass. And so a motion to postpone after we consider this and the next one would still be in order. Understanding that, does the member moving to postpone wish to postpone his motion to postpone?
I don't think I followed. What's the problem with just holding off on this one paragraph until...
Well, the problem is there's an objection. And I'm pointing out that maybe there won't be an objection after we consider the next item, the number 11, even after we have voted on this one.
Well, I would like to proceed the way I suggested.
Yeah, okay. So, on the motion to postpone...
Well, in the interest of time, then I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then is there any other objection to postponing consideration of this paragraph? Hearing none, let's proceed to the next one. Be it further resolved that the Pacifica National Board develops guidelines for the use of local station membership lists that are in accordance with state and federal law, as well as the bylaws of Pacifica, and that these guidelines must be in place 6 months prior to the next local station board election. I would like to move to drop the S off of develop.
Thank you.
And add an S to election at the end, even though they're actually delegate elections, not local station board elections. Is there any objection to moving the S? Hearing no objection, is there objection to this whole paragraph?
Point of information, or maybe I don't know whether it's an objection or not, but developing guidelines, it is true that the Elections Committee at its outset was going to develop a guideline. We did not do that. On the other hand, the first election supervisor, Terry Barishas, did very meticulously post all of his rulings the subsequent national supervisors have not posted any of their rulings to use as guidelines. And I'm wondering if it isn't the job of the national election supervisor to develop guidelines perhaps next year. There are protocols, there are guidelines, they change from year to year. Is it the job of this committee, or I believe it would be, rather than the board. So maybe we want to substitute that the Pacific National Board direct the Elections Committee to develop guidelines. But I'm just wondering about the protocol of these guidelines without the cooperation of the national supervisors. What kind of guidelines are we talking about?
Well, it's the corporation that has the access to attorneys and the expertise in the bylaws.
So we're talking about legal guidelines only, or are we talking about protocol?
Well, that's the stickler. I mean, there within what is legal, then it could be referred. But I almost heard you offering the amendment that the National Board refer to the Elections Committee the task of developing guidelines.
I would rather see that, although in accordance with state and federal law, I mean, we've always had to operate that way anyway. That's somewhat redundant. So I think perhaps amend this to that the Pacific National Board direct the Elections Committee to develop guidelines, or that the Pacific National Board direct the Elections Committee to develop guidelines.
This is Bob.
Are you speaking on the proposed amendment?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, this kind of presupposes the discussion we're just about to have as to which is the body that should move forward on examining all these issues and developing proposed policies for the future, whether it should be this committee alone or, as I'm suggesting, should be a hybrid of this committee and outside experts and interested parties, in the task force.
Teresa.
Which I think is better. So,
hello, Teresa.
Hello.
So in order, if we could avoid having to answer that until we answer the other thing, why don't we amend it to say that the Pacifica National Board approve guidelines, and then it will be left to, the next item to decide approve whose proposal. Would it be this committee's proposal, or would it be a task force proposal? And then we can discuss it in a larger context of what structure do we think should look at all of these issues.
Is there an objection to that amendment as a substitute for Ms. Burden's amendment?
Well, I would object somewhat, but then I suppose that's normal. If we leave it loose, we still haven't settled the question. I don't know that the next item will settle it.
All right. But that doesn't sound to me like an objection to the amendment.
But
more
approved.
Like an objection to the upcoming proposed postponement of consideration.
I was offering to insert the Pacifica National Board direct the Election Committee to develop guidelines.
Right.
And the substitution was that the Pacifica National Board approve guidelines. I'm objecting to the substitution.
Oh. The substitution does address the objection by removing any specifying of who it is that's developing the guidelines.
Yes, that's what I don't want removed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I would like to make it very clear that I think that the Elections Committee has the responsibility for this, and I don't think it should be palmed off.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is this committee able to develop bylaws that then have the effect of law within Pacifica without the board's approval?
No.
Ah.
I don't think anybody thinks so. But